David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 64. Psychos, murderers, and vegans. So I've realised that the last two dollops probably haven't really depicted me as a particularly sane person, and I don't think this dollop is really going to do anything to disavow you of that notion. You are currently listening to the start of a song called Psycho's World, which I wrote at the age of 18. I'm just going to play you the end of this song. It's a very strange song. The lyrics don't make really any sense at all. I've no idea what the heck it's about or what inspired it. but I'm also going to play you another couple of songs. One of them is called Metaphorical Murder. I'm going to play that one in full. That was written at the age of 19. And the other one was written when I was 14-year-old, and it was called The Vegan Song. So at the age of 14, I was writing about vegans. At the age of 18, I was writing about psychos. And at 19, I was writing about murder. So, interesting path there that I've steered. So I suppose maybe we should take it linearly, and we start with the vegan song. No idea what inspired this, but here's a little bit of the vegan song, as written and recorded by me at the age of 14.
Chicken legs. Don't drink the milk, don't drink the milk, don't drink the milk for crying out loud. Don't eat the eggs, don't eat the eggs, don't eat the eggs, I'm vegan now. I'm a vegan, I'm a vegan, I'm a vegan now. For crying out loud. Don't eat the eggs, don't eat the eggs, don't eat the eggs, I'm a vegan now. I'm a vegan, I am a vegan, I am a vegan, I'm a vegan now.
Song, ladies and gentlemen. So you can hear the folk undertones in there, really, can't you? You can see how the youngins were born, I think, when you hear this. No idea what inspired it. I do sound quite passionate about it. I wasn't even a vegan. Wasn't even a vegetarian. It's not like it was a protest song. I don't know what. I have no idea what inspired it. But that's the weird thing about all three of these songs. I absolutely have no idea what inspired any of them. They're all quite mad. Looking back at all the files on the hard drive, I don't think there was really anything that wasn't eccentric. I don't think I've ever wrote a nice love song or anything like that. This is a song called Psycho's World. I think there, actually, even in the vegan song, you had sort of undertones of a kind of a metal type thing. The way I was sort of singing and things. It wasn't, you know, it was quite rocky. I was kind of rocking out. I mean, I was just playing it on a keyboard. So, you know, it was just like a little Yamaha keyboard or something. So you couldn't really do too much in terms of rocking it up. But here, maybe this is what the vegan song would have sounded like if I'd have had access to electric guitars and things. I'm singing this song with conviction, Psycho's World, as if I know what I'm singing about. I'm singing it with conviction. conviction. I'm very ardent, but I have absolutely no idea what I'm singing about. Maybe someone listening wants to try and work out what's going on lyrically here. Maybe you think, David, you may have not realised this, but you've actually tapped into this amazing realm of utter genius, and maybe you'd like to give your interpretations. All I will say about this song is that Claire, who regularly listens to the podcast version, she always listens in bed just before going to sleep, and often I'll jokingly check in with her and say, is that one giving you nightmares? And she always says, no, still no nightmares. This one, Claire, is probably the one to give you nightmares, this song, well, the next two songs. So this is the end of Psycho's World. I'm going to tell you what the lyrics are, and then I'm going to play the end of the song with those bits of the lyrics in. The psychos are coming for tea. Be sure to put out the bluntest of knives, so the psycho takes lives, sleeps with girlfriends and wives and men too. The psychos are staying the night. It's not the bedbugs that will bite, it's the psychos. Don't turn out the light. Your world is a mess. Hear the psychos sleep-talking, admitting your world is a mess. Hear the psychos confess. The psychos, they could be you. The psycho could be me. The psycho is me. Yeah. As you'd imagine, I'm not accompanying this particular song on the lute. I'm really giving the lyrics there, those dark, sinister lyrics, I'm really giving it, I think, the musical accompaniment that it warrants. There we are. Psycho's World, ladies and gentlemen. I think the psycho definitely is me. I think I've proved that categorically. I've no idea what the heck was going on there. Absolutely no idea, and I'm the one who wrote it. But again, feel free if you've kind of maybe interpreted something within that. Can you imagine a three-part harmony version of that particular song there? I think Michael does a lot of falsetto singing. He could probably emulate the electric guitar there. He could probably do that. Anyway, that's not the end of Psycho's World. It then breaks out into an odd, well, I don't know what you class it as. It's kind of like a flailing xylophone solo, you might say, which I'll play you at the end of this dollop. But before we do that, here is the third and final song in full. This is called Metaphorical Murder. It was written and recorded by me at the age of 19. I've no idea again what particularly inspired this song. So what do you think about this one anyway? This is Metaphorical Murder, written and recorded by me at the age of 19. I've got my metaphorical hands around your metaphorical neck. It's becoming a reoccurring dream. I love to hear you metaphorically scream. I'm metaphorically murdering you tonight. I'm metaphorically winning this fight, but not in real life. I'll creep into your room at night, put out your metaphorical light. Beware of my
metaphorical bite. Watch out for my metaphorical might. You're always in my sight, and I'm metaphorically murdering you tonight. That's right, I'm metaphorically winning this fight.
But not in real life.
No. Someone said there's something wrong with me, and they didn't mean metaphorically. Someone said there's something wrong with me. Well, there's nothing wrong as far as I can see.
Metaphorical murder. The line that I especially like is, someone said there's something wrong with me, and they didn't mean metaphorically. So I'll be back tomorrow, maybe with a nicer dollop. Maybe I'll write about flowers and fluffy kittens. Although on this occasion, the fluffy kittens won't have diarrhea, like they did last time. I'm going to leave you with the end of Psycho's World, where the last minute, where it goes into this odd, as I say, flailing xylophone / glockenspiel solo. And yeah, this one, Claire, this is the podcast to give you nightmares, I think, this one. Let me know how you get on tonight. Thank you very much for listening, people. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I will be back tomorrow with something different. Come on.